joining us. I hope you've enjoyed the book of Nehemiah. It's kind of fun just to pick it up on out of the blue. And here we are on Friday again to be able to read God's word and just be able to talk about it. And so excited for you and excited really what God has left us through his word. And so Nehemiah 13, and you got 15 through 22. And so I want to read, I won't read all of it, but just kind of see what God is doing. You know, we know at this point the wall has been reconstructed. And so now Nehemiah's, you know, saying some words back to these people. God wants them to know some things. And so you read in verse 15, in those days I saw Judah, the people treading on the winepress on the Sabbath, and bringing in heaps of grain and loading them on donkeys, with also wine and grapes and figs and all kinds of loads, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I warned them on this day when they sold food. Tyrus also, who lived in the sea, brought in fish and all kinds of goods and sold them on the Sabbath to the people of Judah in Jerusalem itself. Then I confronted the nobles of Judah and said to them, "What is this evil thing that you are doing, profaning the Sabbath? Did not your fathers act in this way? And did not our God bring them all disaster?" Interesting words. I know at times we kind of think of the Sabbath as just another day, and here's another thing, and so we kind of fill our schedule. And I don't know about you, but as I'm reading this, I'm just feeling like, wow, here you have Nehemiah reminding these individuals they're doing exactly what their fathers did, and what it cost their fathers was destruction. And it seems like that this group of men, leaders, are not willing to make, you know, the changes, not really saying, okay, this is what God wants me to do when it comes to the Sabbath. And so they kind of just disregard it. They're just going to go about what they're going to do. And so I'm asking myself this question: what are things on the Sabbath that I saw my father do that I'm still doing? What are things that are on the Sabbath or that I've seen demonstrated that I need to change moving forward? And that can just be like one area of our lives, right? The Sabbath, the opportunity for us to get some rest, the opportunity for us to get some recuperation, for opportunity for us to have some downtime, which I know for some people, if you're like me, that's stressful to think about. Whoa, you know, downtime, you know, rest, there's things we got to do. We only got a certain amount of time left on this earth, so let's enjoy it to the fullest. Let's go. But it's also very clear for us that Jesus himself rested. God rested when he did creation. He didn't do that because he was tired. He did it as a demonstration to us. And so I want to encourage you, as you start to think about the book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, what are you doing with your Sabbath? What does it look like for you to, when it comes to rest? What does it look like for you to carve out time for the Lord so you're not so busy? The other question is, what things are you doing that you know that you're just doing it because your family did it? It's just got passed on to you, and it's time for you to change. God is saying, this is what I want from your family. This is what I want for you. This is the direction I want you to go. And now you and I are going to be at a roadblock deciding, okay, do I want to keep on doing what my father did, or do I want the gospel to take me in a totally different direction? I want the gospel to take me in a totally different direction. I love my dad, and there's things that I will always cherish about my father, and I will not nitpick him or go back and look at all the negative things or what could have been done better in my opinion, because everybody has an opinion. But what are some things that I need to say, okay, Father, these are things that you're telling me through your word that you do not want me to do, and I need to go in a different direction? I hope today that will give you some things to think about. Hope that'll give you an opportunity to go for a walk or ponder or just sit with your Bible and process. Thank you, Jesus, for your word and the opportunity to be able to be together as a family in Nehemiah chapter 13. So may your word matter to us. May your word have weight to us. May your word be what we use to guide and direct as we go forward. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.